Okay. This year again is the Zecher Nishmas for Moshe Ben Tzvi. We are on the top of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we started the parak yesterday of Zimun, so we talk more today about Inyanim of Berchas HaMazon, Inyanim of Zimun. Reb Zera Cholash, Reb Zera got sick. Ola Gabe Rabbi Yavohu, Rabbi Yavohu went to visit him. Kabbal Aleh, and he wanted to cheer him up a little bit, so he made him a nether, he made him a promise. Kabbal Aleh, he accepted upon himself. A mispach, katina, karech shaki, if the mispach is to get better. A mispach, katina, karech shaki, that's Reb Zera's nickname. Katina, from the word katan, karech shaki, the one who is small with burned thighs, from the word shok. Avinna yomatav al rabbanan, I'll make a yantif. If you get better, I'm going to make a yantif. So the question obviously is, what's this nickname going on? You short, short thigh one. It sounds like an Indian name. But Rav Nisim Gon here already quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, talks about the case that Rav Zera was always wanted to make sure that he was on the level, that he wouldn't be burned by the fires of Gehenna. So every 30 days he went into a furnace just to make sure he would he could handle it. One time he went in and he got burned a little bit. So that's why he earned the nickname of Katina Harashaki, that he was the short one with burned thighs. It comes up a number of places. Anyway, so he was six, Rabbi Yavohu went in and said, I'm going to make a yantif when you get better. Ispach, so he got better, Baruch Hashem. Avit Sodas Olakulu Rabbanas, he made a big party. He made a Sudas Hodah. Interesting, he made a Sudas Hodah for his friend, who got better. It was even himself. Kimata L'Mishri. So when they came to wash, Mishri, we had that on Lama Test. Batsa Akula Sherusa. Remember Rashi Rashba, what does that mean? But Sherusa, when they came to break bread, Amar Leila Reb Zera Lishri Ladmar. So Rabbi Yavohu tells the guest of honor, Reb Zera, please, cut the big challah, you're the guest of honor. So Amar Leila, Reb Zera said, I can't do that. L'Tzava L'Mar L'Hadda Reb Yochanan, don't you hold like Reb Yochanan, Amar Baal Bayis Botzeya? With Allah, is that a Baal Bayis? So he's the one who should break the bread, right? We know we're going to see in a minute, but this reason, this halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Bayis is the one who should always make the motzi, because he would cut big pieces, tis chala, so he could give it out to whoever he wants. He's going to cut big pieces, b'ayin yafe, who knows saying. So that's why the halacha is that the Baal Bayis should always be the one who makes the motzi. So Shari Lahu, Reb Zera said, fine, okay. Question is what? But he didn't know of. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yavo makes the motzi. So what? He didn't know this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, so it's unclear. Maybe he thought that because it was Reb Zera's day, it was his special day, so he should do it. Even though usually the Baal Bayis would say it. But either way, he agrees that he makes the motzi. Kimat levruche, okay, wonderful meal, they had a great time, and now it's time to bench. So Amrele nivrach lanmar, so he says, Reb Zera, okay, you didn't wash, so you didn't make the motzi, but at least you can bench for us, you can be the mezamein. Amrele, he answers him, lo sabar lamar lahadar Reb Huna, de min bavel, to Amr botzeya mevarech. Don't you hold of Rav Huna that Botzeya is Bevarich? Right, that the one who makes the motzi also benches. Interesting lashon, Rav Huna de min bavel. Usually just says Rav Huna. What do you mean Rav Huna min bavel? So Rashi says that Haina Rav Huna stama. This is Rav Huna. Levisha achshav hayir Rav Zeir be'eretz Yisrael b'makom Rabbi Yavohu v'yolam mi bavel kamar hachi. You might have gotten confused, everybody, because we know Rabbi Yavohu lived in Eretz Yisrael. So if Rabbi Yavohu lived in Eretz Yisrael, so you might say, what's Rav Huna doing here? So that's what the Gemara says to Bin Bavel. It means this is not the same old Rav Huna that we all know and love. But it's that he happened to be in Eretz Yisrael with Rabbi Yavohu at this time. And therefore, Rashi notes that, and the Gemara explains that he's really Min Bavel. Usually the way to know if somebody's from Eretz Yisrael or from Bavel is Rav or Rebbe. Right, because in Eretz Yisrael they gave the smicha. So whenever it says Rebbe somebody in the Gemara, so usually it's not always. Usually it is somebody from Eretz Yisrael. Like here it says Reb with a smidgen avahu, but Ra and Reb Zera. But Rav Huna says Rav Huna. Right, it's mostly Rebbe Yochanan. Rav Huna. Rav. So that's most of the time how you can tell the difference. But anyways, Rashi says so. Rav Zera answers, "Don't you hold like Rav Huna, the one who made the motzi should bench?" So Rabbi Yavohu said, "No." V'ihu kamat svir lei, no, who did Reb Zera hold like? Reb Zera who wanted Rabbi Yavohu who wanted Reb Zera to bench, who did he hold like? Yehadam Rabbi Yochanan, like another statement from Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bayochai, Balabayas Botzeya, Ba'oreach Mevarech. Find the Balabayas, the owner is the one who makes the motzi, but the Oreach, the guest, should be the one to bench. Why? Balabayas Botzeya Kadeshi Yvatzeya Ba'ayin Yafeh. The Balabayas should be the one to make the motzi because he's the one who's going to give out big pieces. And It's his. Therefore, it's good for him to make the motzi. The oreach mevarech kedei sheyevarech baal habayis. And the oreach, the guest, should be the one to bench because he, in the benching, could give a bracha to the baal habayis. The baal habayis can't give a bracha to himself. And therefore, it's better for the guest to bench so he can give the bracha to the baal habayis. Again, this is all assuming, it sounds like the Ikar HaDin that we spoke about yesterday, that only one person benches, that the mezamin is going to recite the whole benching, and everybody else is going to answer amen and follow along carefully. If everybody's going to bench like we do, so then it might not be as much of an issue, because even if I don't bench, I can still give a bracha to the baal habayis, even if I'm on the side, even if I do nothing. So that's, but again, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, though, still, that the Orech should bench so he could give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis, which we're about to say what that bracha is. Interesting, if you look in Yonah Yom, if you look at the Ramah says in Hilchas Pesach that on the Seder night that the Baal HaBayis should bench. Even though all year round, the Seder night, the Ramah says the Baal HaBayis should bench, ki tov eina ayin hu yivorach. Tov ayin, he's a tov ayin on the Seder night. So the post can wonder, Manishtana, Seder night from all other nights the Oreach has to bench. What, this on the Seder night the Oreach shouldn't be able to give a gift to the Baal HaBayis? So they say the Sharm Seder Balach and others say maybe the reason is that on the Seder night, what is it called, Tovayin Hu Yivorach, that we all say called Dichvin Yesev Yechol, we all say we have so much stuff, we want to give it away, we're already blessed, we're kind of already blessed, brachas are beautiful, but we're already in a state of bracha and we want to spread that bracha, so that's why the leader of the Seder, the Botzeya, should be the one to bench. That's dafka on the Seder night, but in general the Oreach should be the one to bench. Okay, so my mevarach, what is this bracha that we're referring to that the Baal HaBayis, that the Oreach should say about the Baal HaBayis? Yehi ratzon shelo yivosh Baal HaBayis b'olam hazeh. Right, this it should be Hashem's will that the Baal HaBayis should not be embarrassed in Olam Hazeh, but he kalein la Olam Haba, and he should not be embarrassed in Olam Haba. The Rebbe, most of the Dvarim, Rebbe added on the Yitzlach Ma'od b'chol nechasav, and it should be very successful in all his nechasim. V'yu nechasav u'nechaseinu, he throws himself in also all of our nechasim, all of our possessions, mutzlachim should be successful. U'krovim la'ir should be close to the city. What does that mean? Krovim la'ir. So Rashi explains you shouldn't have to take business trips. Should be able to be home, make a living, and not have to travel. Rashi says, "She yachol erosan baal habayis tamid." He can always see what's going on from home. Vladas mein srichav. Doesn't say business trips, mamish, but he says he should even be able to see what's going on without having to travel, without having to go away. That's also a bracha. It's also a bracha to be able to have the parnasa without having to travel away from the family. Should be krovim la'ir. Val yishlot satan lo b'masa yadav lo b'masa yadeinu. The satan shouldn't have rulership over his parnasa. Our parnasa of ayis dakeik lo lefanav v'lo lefaneinu shum devar hira rechet v'yav v'yaveir v'avon me'atav yad olam. And he should have no chatoyim that are close by to him. This bracha has become more in over the past couple of years. The tour already wonders how this bracha, looking at a lot of siddurim that were printed over the past 100, a lot of benchers that were printed over the past 100 years, this bracha does not appear in the middle of benching. Right? We just had Harach Mevarach, Zavi Mori, Imrasi, Balabaisazeh, Osa, Zbezah, Bazar, etc. So the tour already wonders why the nusach changed. I think he's giving a bracha to him, but what about the nusach of the Gemara? So he said maybe it's kind of like the same thing. You know, it's still a bracha of the Baal HaBayis, but if you look at the Madani Yantif on the Rosh, wonders, he leaves it to Sarachian. How can he change the Nusach of the Gemara? So over the past couple of years, couple of decades, most of the new benchers have this Harachaman. Have this Harachaman printed right by the rest of the Harachamans, they have it printed. Usually it's in, brown, gray, instead of the regular white, whatever, add this in if you're a guest. But it's these exact words. It comes from the Lashon HaGemara. If you look at the Rambam seems to formulate this Harachaman as being part of the fourth bracha of benching. And then the Rambam says, "Umosif ba bracha l'Baal HaBayis." That's why the Brisker Rav, I wanted to bring it, I forgot, in the Haggadah's Beis Halevi, which is again in Yonah D'Yoma, says Medayik in that Rambam that if you say this, if you're makbid to say this Harachaman, you should say it right after Yechasreinu. That's why there are some people that are makbid like that. A lot of people don't say the rest of benching either. So that's why they have to say it there. But even some people who say the rest of benching, all the Harachamans, they have to put this one right after Yechasreinu, because this one is mentioned in the Gemara. All the other ones, the Yimloch Lomed, Arachwe Fatasim B'chavot, all those are beautiful, beautiful Harachamans. But they're not part of benching from Yizman HaGemara. So that is why some have the Kepeda to do this. But in general, Halacha L'maisa, we should say this. We should say this Nusach. This is the Nusach from the Gemara. If we're at somebody's house, we should look, we should think ahead. Haros HaNolad. We should make sure we have a bencher that has this. If not, we should ask for a Gemara Brachas. Either way, we should be able to say this when we're at somebody's house.
Even each person mentioned
quietly? Yeah, even each person mentioned. For sure the Mezamein. But it's a kiyum. It's a nice thing to give the Baal HaBayis a bracha. You're also including yourself, so it can't hurt. So you're right. It's giving yourself a bracha. Okay. So that is, like we said, the tour and the Ramba. Okay, two dots. Arhechon birchas zimun. Up until where is birchas zimun? What does this line mean? What exactly is the question? So there's a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosas. How to understand the next 15 lines of Gemara. So first, let's see Rashi. Rashi is the bigger chiddush. Arhechon birchas hazimun. So this relates to a Rashi we did yesterday also. You look at Rashi. Shetzrichen lios shlosha ukshe shtayim lo yom ruha. Rashi says, you know what this line means? What's birchas zimun until where that if you don't have a zimun, you don't say it? Remember Rashi said, spoke about this yesterday, about, Tosas already argued on him too, about the first bracha being part of the zimun. So Rashi says, what's ad birchas zimun? Rav Nachman amar ad nevarich. Which is what we're accustomed to. Ad nevarich shachar abishalo. That's birchas zimun. Those few lines you don't say if you only have two people. Rav Sheshes amar ad hazon. Rav Shesha says what we call the first bracha of benching, that's really part of Birchas Zimun, and according to Rashi, if you're benching alone, you know what? Benching starts at No Delcha. You don't say the first bracha. Unbelievable. That's what Rashi says, because that's all part of Birchas Zimun. It has to do. Hazonis olam klobu tuvo, etc., etc. Tosfos can't believe it. Tosfos in Dibur Masklat Hechad Birchas Zimun quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Mamtin ad Hazon, Vahazon Bichlal, Shnayim Eim Mavarchan Hazon. Tosef says, "V'lo nehira." The brachas is on daraisa. It's one of the three brachas daraisa. How could Rashi say that? V'eich yachid pater mina v'od kai malon k'rav sheshes be'isure. And also, we hold like Rav Sheshes, who is the opinion that says ad hazon uladide yachid over shnayim u'bechol duchta nakat shalosh brachas. Wherever benching is mentioned throughout Shas, we call benching shalosh brachas. Shalosh brachas. Shalosh brachas daraisa. So he's saying that's only when you have a zimun. It's shalosh brachas. A big okimta to say that. So Tosas can't believe it. He said, V'docha glomer delomari elbiyeshiyesh zimun. V'yo demaisa b'chol yom is against the minug. Put klazi mayam at the bar. Right? Said at the end of the previous parak. Nobody skips that bracha. So how could Rashi say that? So Tosas says, L'chein ish l'faresh t'koyad z'la'el. Tosas says, it's going on something else, which, a minug that we're, a halacha that we're familiar with. T'kamar, efsa mafsik l'shnayim. Yesterday we spoke about the halacha, let's say three people are eating lunch, and one of them has to leave, or two of them have to leave. So if two people have to leave, then one person has to bench with them, and then go back to his eating. If one person wants to leave, so then the other two people can if they want to, but they don't have to. So the question is, let's say one person, the two people have to leave, so one person benches with them, and then the two people leave. And then the guy goes back to eating. And then he's going to start, he's going to bench later. Where does he start from when he benches? He already was Yotze. He already was Yotze. That's what Tosfos. I'm sorry. That was the second. Tosfos holds that what does it mean? Dechon mafik l'shnayim ubay nami ad hechi sarach lahadar shivarach l'shnayim an nevarich. How long does the person who's not really benching now, but he's just listening, how long does he have to wait before he goes back to eating? So that's the machlokas. Does he just have to wait until the Rosh Chodesh Shalom that he can chomp again? Or does he have to wait till after Hazan HaZakol, which comes up a lot of times. Let's say, if you're being mitzarif to a minion, and you only said mizonos. So you're going to say an alamichya. So two people wash, you said alamichya, so you're going to be mitzarif to the zimun. So when do you say alamichya? Right after the Rosh Chodesh Shalom? So the minhag is to say it wait after Hazan HaZakol. You answer to Hazan HaZakol, that comes from this Tosas. And then you say an alamichya, because that's all part of bircha zimun le'in yizeh. But of course, says Tosas, you have to, if you're benching alone, you say that. The only question here is how long do you have to wait until you start your own benching? Okay. The first three are daraisa. Why are they? Why is only the first, even though all three are daraisa, but that has a different status because that's part of birchas zimun. What's cool that you should say that with the zimun when you have three people. The other brachas, there's no special kesher to the zimuns. That's why if you're benching, that's part of the zimun. Fine. So name a ketanoi. So this whole Gemara is going to be different according to Rashi and according to Tosas. Let's go again. Tosas, the next Tosas works it out how he would read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara according to Rashi. Rashi's a big finish. Let's read the Gemara according to Rashi. Remember Rashi said, what's the Gemara talking about? It means, what does a Yachid say when he is benching? And what does a Yachid not say? So Rashi says, that's the Machlokas. Does the Yachid say everything like what we do? That's the first opinion of Rav Nachman. Or Rav Sheshes Amar HaZon, that the Yachid starts with no Delacha. Because the first bracha is really part of Berachah Zimun. That's Shitas Rashi, the Machlokas of the Gemara. So name a Ketanoim. Let's say that this Machlokas Amoraim is a Machlokas Tanoim. The Tani Chada, we have one brisa that says, Biruch HaZamazon Shnayim V'Shlosha. Benching has two and three brachas. Two or three brachas. V'Tanya Idach Shlosha V'Arba. And some say benching has three or four brachas. So which is it? Is it two or three? Is it three or four? So we say, hey, maybe it's this machlokas. Savruha dekuli amato v'meitav adaraisa hi. Let's assume that both brises are holding that the fourth bracha is only drabanan, and therefore that's not being included. That's not talked about. So my lab b'hakam iflugi. So let's say this machlokas is about our machlokas from Nachman and Rav Huna. Manda amar shnayim v'shalosh. The brisa which says two or three brachas, and we assume two is referring to when you don't have a zimun. Three is referring to when you have a zimun. So two and three, kasavar ad hazan. That's assuming that bircha zimun is until hazan asakol. Meaning, so therefore, what's two or three? Two or three is two. If you don't have a zimun, so then you only say no delacha and rachem. Right, because the fourth bracha is Rabbanu, we're not talking about that bracha. The first bracha, we're not talking about that bracha, because that's Bircha Zimun. That's two. And three is the other opinion that says it's only till Nevarich, so you also have the first bracha. Right? So maybe that is that's the machlokas. Between these two brises, it's the same exact machlokas as Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. So Gemara says, no, lo, it's possible to read it another way. Rav Nachman b'tarvis l'taimei, Rav Shesha b'tarvis l'taimei. Each of these Amoraim can interpret the two brises according to their own shita. Okay, that's what a bris. That's what the Gemara. No, the Gemara is always trying to look for possibilities. When the Gemara says maybe, and then it says no, it's not mukra. You can say it a different way. So the maskana, we don't know either way, but we're just trying to understand what the brises meant. So Rav Nachman b'tarvis l'taimei, Rav Shesha b'tarvis l'taimei. Rav Nachman b'tarvis l'taimei. Rav Nachman can interpret both brises according to what he holds. What did Rav Nachman held again? Rav Nachman held that Bircha Zimun is until Nevarich. Right? What we say is Zimun. The Kuli Alma on Nevarich. Everybody holds that Zimun is only until Nevarich Shachanim Shalom. Mian the Amar Shalosh V'Arba Shapir. So according to the one who says, the brice that says three and four, that's fine. Because three is, if you don't have any of the Zimun, so you have the first bracha benching, the second bracha, the third bracha. That's it. That's the three. What's the four? What's the four? That's including Birchas Zimun. That whole Rabosai Nevarech Yishem Hashem Baruch Lomed, that's called Birchas Zimun. So therefore, that's one bracha. So the brice that says four, that's four brachas. That's three and four. Uman Amr Shtayim V'Shalosh. But what about according to the one who says two and three? Hey, Rav Nachman, you said Birchas Zimun ends at Nevarich. So what if, when would you ever have two brachas? You always have to have three brachas. So Amalacha, remember back to earlier the second parak. Kacha beBirchas Paulim Maskina. We're talking about the bracha of Paulim, those workers who have to get back to work, where every second is critical. They're allowed to shorten their benching and even skip parts of benching. To Amar Mar, say back on Tezayin, Poseach Bahazon. What do workers do? They say Hazon Asakol. V'Kolo Boni Yerushalayim beBirchas Aretz, and they put the second and third bracha together. That's only one bracha. And then they skip the fourth bracha. That's only Drabanan, like we did at the end of yesterday's daf. That the one of the Amorim said it out loud so the workers would know to go back to work. Says Rav Nachman, even if you hold like me that the Bircha Zimun ends by Nevarech, I still can interpret that two and three. What's two and three? When you don't have a Zimun, you only have two brachas. You have the first bracha, and you're a worker, the first bracha, and the second and third bracha are combined. It's one big bracha. So that's how you have two, and three is a worker if you have a zimun, because then you have bircha zimun, first bracha, and the second third bracha are combined. So that's how Rav Nachman can interpret both brises. Rav Sheshes b'tarvis l'taimei. Rav Sheshes says, I can interpret both brises also. The Kuli Alma ad Hazon. Everybody holds that bircha zimun is until Hazon is hakol. So according to the brisa that says benching is two or three brachas, that fits in fine. Because if you don't have a minyan, if you don't have a zimun, so then no delacha and rachim are the two brachas. And if you have a zimun, you also have the first bracha. How do you get four, though? How do you get four? If bircha zimun is all the way till hazonas hakol, that's one. No delacha is two. Rachim is three. Where do you ever get four from? Hatova hametiv do raisahi. That brisa holds that the fourth bracha, which we assume was written after Haruge Beitar, after the people, the murdered in Beitar, weren't, didn't decompose their bodies, and they wanted to make a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they added that on much later, and it's only Midrabanan? No! This brisa holds that bracha is also Do'oraisa, and therefore it says four brachas. The first, the second, the third, and the fourth. Okay, so now we interpret all those brises according to Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes. So now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss a little bit this bracha of Atova Hametiv. The Gemara just suggested that maybe that brisa holds that Atova Hametiv is daraisa. So now we're going to have three statements by the Amoraim which prove otherwise, which prove that the fourth bracha has to be derabanan. Number one, Amar of Yosef, Teda, the Atova Hametiv of daraisa. I'll prove to you that it's not daraisa. Shaharei Poalim Okrimosa. The workers could uproot it. The workers, we just said, don't have to say the fourth bracha. If it was daraisa, how could they not say the fourth bracha? Why is the fourth bracha different than the first three? So it must be that halacha is a reflection that it is derabanan. So if you look at the Gilyon HaShas here, he says, Ayin la'el tezayin tosvis v'tzarach iyun. So a lot of times Rav Kiva Eger is like, what is he referring to? This one is an easy one. Tosfos there, on that Gemara, on Tezayin, said, the Gemara says that Paul and Malata uproot it. Tosfos says, because the Chachamim have the power to be Oker Dvar Torah B'Sheva Al Tase. The Chachamim have the power to tell you not to do a mitzvah daraisa, shofar, lulav, etc. That's what Tosfos says. So Rav Kiva Eger just says Sarachin, right? It's Mefurish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the reason that Atova Hametiv is able to be left out is because it's Durabanan. Tosfos there says, aye, but this is a rive, because Chacham of the power to be Oker Dvar Torah B'Sheva Al Tase. So it's a big problem. Again, maybe Tosfos is trying to say it even according to the other man to Amar. Even if you say that, Atova Hametiv is Daraisa, you know, they still have the power. But either way, Rabbi Kiva Eger just points out that that problem. Right. The question is, are they saying that the Beitar, they were misakin it beforehand? Maybe he's arguing on that? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. If you hold this daraisa, would they argue on that chazal that was the source of it? Or maybe they're holding that once chazal add on something to a daraisa, so maybe that achieves, like we spoke about by Kriya Shema. Even if you say only the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, right, one of the Rishonim said on Yudalit, that one of the, even if you say Kriya Shema is only the first pasuk of daraisa, but once Chacham told you to do the daraisa in a certain way, that all achieves the status. I'm not sure. Okay, just one other ha'ara is interesting. The pashas of this Gemara, there's a big machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah quotes seems to say that Bircha Zimun, is that a daraisa or is that a darabanan? The word doesn't say beferish. What does it sound like to you? What would you say? Bircha Zimun, saying Rabbi Sina Berech Yishem, and the Gemara calls that Bircha Zimun, is that daraisa or is that darabanan? The pashas of our Gemara seems to be that it's daraisa. The only one that the Gemara is talking about is that Atova Hametiv is not included because it's darabanan. Bircha Zimun is included for sure. So it sounds like it's daraisa. Even the Mishnah Berurah points out that Rova Poskim says it's darabanan. But the Rav Soloveitchik used the idea, he thought Bircha Zimun was daraisa, and he used it to answer up a ksos. What was the ksos? The Gemara in Chulin, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says that if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, you have to pay Yud Zehuvim. I mean, let's say I'm about to be Mechaseh the Dam, I just shechted an animal that requires Kisi Adam, and I'm about to shechted, and somebody comes in and throws some dirt on it. He stole my mitzvah. So you say I have to pay Yud Zehuvim. I remember in camp this summer one time, I was giving a ride to somebody home from camp. And Rabbi Neuberger, he came over to me in the morning, by breakfast, the following morning, before I was going to leave, he says, Yom Yud Zehuvim. I said, what are you talking about? He says, you stole a mitzvah from me. I said, Rebbe, he says, I was supposed to give him a ride. So I said, oh. So then I knew he was what he was talking about. But you have to know, it's a halacha, and I said, he was closer, he wanted to go to Woodmere. So, I know, I'm joking. But anyway, so that's the halacha. If you halacha Shulchan Aruch, if you steal a mitzvah from somebody, so you have to say pay Yud Zehuvim. So the Gemara says, if you steal benching from somebody, you have to pay 40 Zehuvim. You steal benching. So again, in the olden days, only one person benched. Let's say I'm about to say Rabbi Sinai Aruch, and then nobody catches on, and they all answer, and I steal it from him, and then I'm the bencher. So what, if you steal, so 40 Zehuvim, so what's 40? 10 per bracha. So the question is that there's a marshal, the Ksos points this out, that there's a marshal that says you don't have to pay for stealing Mrs. Drabanan. You don't have to pay for stealing Mrs. Drabanan. So you leave it Sarachian, the fourth bracha is Drabanan, so what do you have to pay Yud Zehuvim for? Sarachian, maybe you're counting the Bori Priya Guffin after the meal, the whole Landis. So the Rav said, Pashas, Bircha Zimun. That's also Daraisa. Even though most people hold it Drabanan, he said, the Gemara doesn't say which bracha is he talking about. So it could be that if Bircha Zimun is Daraisa, so those are the four brachas. Bircha Zimun, Azonis Akol, no Dan Rachim, that's it. That's what he gives shot in the Gemara. Okay. I'm sorry. It would have to be according to Rav Nachman, correct. It has to be according to Rav Nachman. Okay. Okay, so that's point number one. How do you know the fourth Rachim is Darabanan? Because Paul can leave it out. And again, that Rabbi Kiva Eger. Number two, Amar Bisal Bar Shmuel Bar Marasa Bishmei Rav, Teda, Atova Hametiv Lav Daraisa. Another Raya that Atova Hametiv is only Darabanan, Shrei Poseach Baba Baruch, Vein Chosim Baba Baruch. because it starts with Baruch Atah Hashem and does not end with Baruch Atah Hashem. In other words, before we're about to see this, usually when you have a unit of brachos, we have the concept of bracha hasmucha l'chaverta. Usually a bracha has to start with Baruch Atah Hashem and has to end with Baruch Atah Hashem. That's a bona fide bracha. But what about Shmoneh Esrei? Atachone Reina Vanyenu Hashiva. Nothing starts with Baruch Atah Hashem. So what's the answer? We have a concept of a bracha smucha l'chaverta. When you have a unit where the first bracha starts with Baruch Atah Hashem and then ends with Baruch Atah Hashem, then all the other brachas could piggyback on the previous one. All the other brachas are using the Baruch Atah Hashem from the previous one. Are they using the Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning of the first bracha or the end of the first bracha? That's not so clear. But they're using one of the Baruch Atah Hashems from the previous bracha. So here, that works for no delcha. That's why no delcha doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. That's why Rachel doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. What are we doing with the fourth bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel Echol, Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu. Just start with Hakel Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu. Haraya, that this bracha is a separate unit. This is not part of the unit. It's a separate deal. If it's a separate deal, so then that's another reflection that it is not part of this unit, not Da'oraisa. Kidatan, yes, now we just talk about this concept, the brachas mul chaverta. Kol brachas kulan boseach len baruch b'chosim behem b'baruch. All brachos start with baruch and end with baruch. Chutz, except for b'birchas ha'peros, b'birchas ha'mitzvos, except for b'birchas ha'peros and mitzvos, which are short brachos, they don't have to end with baruch. All you say, brachas ha'shem ha'kenem ha'cholam, l'haniach filin. Boom. It's one theme, it's short bracha, that doesn't need a brachas ha'shem at the end. You just said brachas ha'shem. Ubrachas hamitzvos, or shachol yebedvaro, or on fruit, ha'etz. Ubrachas mukal chaverta, and also brachas mukal chaverta doesn't have to start with the baruch because it piggybacks on the previous bracha. Ubracha achrona shebekriya shma, and the last brachas of kriya shma. What's the chiddush? Emes v'emuna, emes v'yatsev, and all those brachas, because that's mukal chaverta to the brachas before kriya shma. It's a big chiddush, but that's the halacha. That kriya shma is not a hefsek. Because this is really one big unit, the brachas of Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema. So the fact that you said Kriya Shema in the middle is not a hefsik, and the brachas after Ezra Saboseinu is also, that whole bracha is connected to the bracha to Hashem that was said before Kriya Shema. The Amen, which Amen? By Boni Bracha Vishlam Amen. Well, we dafka say that to be mafsik. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? So we dafka say that, that's also part of the reason why we say that Amen. To be mafsik between the Darabanans and the Daraisis. That's also part of the issue that some people don't. It's quoted in some of the poskim that you shouldn't say Amen to Habocher Bamoisol B'Ava right before Shema. Also, to I don't know, part of leading into Kriya Shema, but that also I connect to what Moshe just raised. Okay, Yesh Behen, last line. Yesh Behen Shabaseach Ben Barach Ben Chosav Barach. There are some brachas that start with a barach and don't end with a barach. The Yesh Behen, next page, next Amud. Shachosim Behen Barach Ben Poseach Barach. Vahatov Ameid Poseach Barach Ben Chosav Barach. Mechlal the bracha b'fnei atzmahi. So that's point number two. How you know that Hatov Ameid is only drabanan? There's a big tosus on the bottom here that talks about 15 different brachas, explaining why does this one have a brachas b'lo chaverta, not that one. Why does Asher Yatzar start with the Baruch if you say Nitzil Shadayim right beforehand? Because a lot of times you say Nitzil Shadayim, not when you say Asher Yatzar. What about Elokein Neshama, says Tosfos? That's the big kasha. Why doesn't Elokein Neshama start with the Baruch? So he says, since it's only a Hoda'a Ba'alma, it's not a real bona fide bracha, therefore it doesn't start with the Baruch. But in many Siddurim and many Minhagim, they say you should say Elokein Neshama right after Asher Yatzar. Even though it's not printed that way in the Siddurim, but it's a good idea that in the morning when you're saying the brachas, you say Asher Mafli Lasos Elokai Neshama Shnasati B'Tahori. Skip it. Don't put Elokai Neshama after Elu Dvarim, even though it's printed that way in the Siddurim. But many say they should put Elokai Neshama after Elu Dvarim. And he talks about other brachos. V'ha'arevna, he says, is really part of the bracha of Lasos B'Divrei Torah. So that's why there's no bracha by that. And just one line, which is very important. V'yishtabach smucha l'baruch she'amar. Yishtabach, at the end of Psukah de Zimra, that's smucha l'chaverta of baruch she'amar. It's one big bracha. L'chach yish lizoher shal l'saper b'neihem. Afal v'sheyesh hefsek tuva. Psukah de Zimra, mikol makom lo mifsiki. Right? If we're in the middle of a bracha, we would never talk. If I'm making a bracha, I'm going to talk. By Kiddush Levana, if somebody asks me Shalom Aleichem while I'm saying the bracha, I'm like, right? So I wait to finish the bracha, and then I say, give him Shalom Aleichem. We know, we're good Jews. We don't talk in the middle of brachas. Tzukat HaZimr is a bracha. Right? Let's remember that. Tzukat HaZimr is a bracha. We don't talk after Kriyash, after Baruchu, we know that's Baruchas Kriyashma. Tzukat HaZimr, for some reason, you know, has gotten bad rap. Answer is, it's a bracha, right? Baruch she'amar to yishtabach is all one big bracha. And that's why the amen after yishtabach is one of the most important amens of all of the davening. Because you're saying amen for 15 minutes worth of praise of Hashem. Usually I say an amen, shalos ani goy. Okay, amen. Wonderful. This is an amen, about 15 minutes of 10 pages of the Siddur. 1 second, I say one amen, I get schar for all that. All those 20 pages. Unbelievable. That's why we have to be very machmir to make sure there are a few amens that are shomei tefillah, takadosh, but this amen is also special. The end of yishtabach, because the amen on that entire bracha. So got to make sure to get it in. But those are three units, but they're all one unit of Shmona Esrei. They're all Shmona Esrei bracha. They're three parts of it, but they're not as different as Drabanan versus Daraisa. Okay, third line on Amma base. Third statement to prove that Hatova Meitiv is Drabanan. A third idea that you know that Hatova Meitiv is Drabanan. Shaharei Okrinosa Bebesa Avel. Because there's an opinion that says you don't say that fourth bracha in a Shiva house. Rachman on this line. Okay, the Tanya. Mahim Omrim Bebesa Avel. Baruch Hatova Meitiv. So the first opinion says you do say it. Rabbi Kiva Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmes. Rabbi Kiva says no, you don't say the bracha of Hatova HaMeitiv. You say Hadayan HaEmes. So the Gemara just says Hatova HaMeitiv in Dayan HaEmes low. The first opinion says you only say Hatova HaMeitiv and not Dayan HaEmes. Elaima Af Hatova HaMeitiv. No, the first opinion says you also say Hatova HaMeitiv. But you see, there is an opinion, Rabbi Akiva, that says you don't say that fourth bracha. So it must be that it is not the Oraisa. We'll talk about it in a minute what we do Bizman Hazeh. Let's continue. Marzutra Ikla Lebei Ravashi. Marzutra went to visit Ravashi. Israel Milsa. Literally, something bad happened to him. Some relative died. He was sitting Shiva. Pasach Ubarich. So he started to bench. It sounds like the visitor who was benching in the house of the Avel, started to bench. Hatova Hametiv. And the post can point out that he said the whole bracha, and then he added on to that bracha, Kel MS, Dayan MS. Right, the true judge, the just judge, Shofet B'Tzedek, Lokeach B'Mishpat, the judge in righteousness, the one who takes in judgment, V'Shalit B'Olamo, V'Asos Bo Kirtzono, the one who rules according to his will, Gichol D'Rachav Mishpat, and all his ways are just, Shehakol Shelo, V'Anachnu Amo, V'Avadav, we are his nation and his servants, U'Bechol Anachnu Chayavim L'Hodos L'Cha, and we must pray, thank you, U'Levarcho, Goder Pirtos be Israel, the one who closes up the breaches in Israel, who Yigdar is a Pirtos be Israel Lachayim. So he added that on. If you look at in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Hilchas Avelos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shinai in Tess, Kishim Mavarchin Birchas Amazim Beisa Avel, Omer Bracha Revias Kinusach Zu, Bracha Hashem Makina Machalam, Ravina Makina Dirina Barina Golina, Sirin Kosikla Shakov, Rina Israel, and the Shach points out that you say the whole Bracha until Yechasreino, then you add this on. And that's why if you look in a lot of the compendiums for Inyani Avelos, this is the bracha that is said. Again, some point out, I looked in the right in the morning in Halacha Sefer, so he points out, this should be said, he said, some authorities write it, then in our day, the custom is not to recite it. But Be'ikar Adin, it seems to be, this is the bracha to say. And therefore, in Rachman al-Aslan, in the Beis HaAvel, you know, a lot of times, we don't know what to do, and there are different minhagim, this way, that way, but at least, according to the Gemara, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, you know, this is the bracha, this should be added on to that bracha. Not like Rabbi Akiva, that you don't say it at all. You do say it, but you add on this tefillah that Marzutra added on in the house of Rav Asher. Should the Avel or the Mavakar do it? It's unclear. It's, from the story, it sounds like the Mavakar should do it. It's a din of the Beis HaAvel. There are a lot of halachas that apply in the Beis HaAvel. So this is one of those dinim, I guess, whoever benches. Okay. Lahechan, next piece. Finish with, so we know that's the Rabbanan. Fine, that's the Maskana. Lahechan hu chozer. Where does he go back to? So again, this question of the Gemara, unclear exactly what it is. Another Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, the third one. We had a Machlokas Rashi Tosfos yesterday. We had one on the front of Amud Aleph. We had one here on Amud Beis. So again, all this is Lishitaso for Rashi, who seems to say that the first bracha is part of the Bircha Zimun, and therefore you wouldn't say it Biachid. This is all connected. So Rashi also, here is Lishitaso. Lahechan hu chozer. Rashi says, what does this mean? Let's say you're mitztaref to a Zimun. Right? But look at the Rashi, fourth skinny line. Lechon uchozer, Misha nisarif lezimun v'amr le'ala libedor of sheshes v'rech lezimun arazon. V'husruch zel lios mafzik achilas v'shiyik merham avarech. So let's say you're still eating, two people are going to leave. So you bench with them, you're mitztarif, and then they leave. So when you bench yourself, where do you start from? So I mistakenly referred to before, but that's this Rashi. Where do you start from when you start again? So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Rezvid mishrei dabaya omer chozel arosh. Abaya says, oh, you go back to the first bracha, even though you kind of said it already, but you still start from the beginning. Rabbanan Amri L'makam Shepasach. Rabbanan say, no, you already did Hazanah Sakol with the Zimun. So you start with no Delacha. That's Shitas Rashi. That's the Shitasa, what he said beforehand. Behilchasa l'makim shepasak. And that's according to Rashi. That's the Lamaisa. Again, Rashi, the same Shita on this Amud, on that Amud. Tosas again says it's impossible. Tosas in Lahechan. He quotes Rashi. And he says, V'tema. V'yimkin heichi hilchasa l'makim shepasak achrei shachal achrei. What did he do? He said Hazanas HaKol with the Zimun. Then he ate more. Now he's going to start with no Delacha. Hazanas HaOlam Kolo B'Tzivo. But how can he ate more after he said that? Of course he has to say that first Bracha Tosfos. Pshita that he has to go back to Hazan. Hazan is Daraisa. Same argument that Tosfos said in Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says, no. This is referring to something totally different. Al-Ketzar HaKlomar, he says, Dekoya HaDarmina La'el. Beforehand we said that the Mavarek says, Mavarek Shechana Mishalo, and the Mesubim say, Barash HaMzod V'Chayinu. Where does Lahechanu Chozer HaMavarek La'achar Shechana Mesubim Chozer L'Rosh? He talks about, it's within the Baruch HaZimun. Does the Mizamin repeat what the others answered? Does he repeat, Barash Shechana Mishalot V'Chayinu, or does he just go to Barash HaDashem HaKem Echlam? That's the issue in the Gemara. Nothing to do with the first Bracha, the second Bracha. And he quotes another Shita with the Rami Yivra. But either way, Tosfos says it can't be what Rashi says. But again, it's Rashi l'shitaso. Okay, that's another machlokes, how to understand this Gemara. Two dots. Amr le reish galusa le reish sheshes. Afal gav derabanan kishishi atun. Even though the reish galusa says to reish sheshes. Remember, the reish galusa is a whole history behind his position, whether they were on the side of the rabbanan or not. But the reish galusa says to reish sheshes. Even though you rabbis are very old and experienced in life, the Persians have much more derech eretz and manners when it comes to meals. Man, we had all the way on Daf Ches, back in the first parak, we had different things you can learn from different nations. You can learn this from the Persians, you can learn the tzinius from this nation and that nation. So the Persians were also referred to there. But here, the Reish Galusa says the Persians know how the Tzarchei Suda, they're much better at it. Why? Bizman Shehein Shtei Mitos, when they have two people eating a meal, remember in those days they did Haseba, right? They each had a couch. So picture a couch, and two people are eating, lying down on the couch and eating. So how do you position the couches? Right, so let's say they want to schmooze with each other. So how do you position the two couches? They're each lying down on their left side. So what's the smart way to do it? So the Persians know how to do it. Bizman sheh shtei mitos, when there are two beds, gadol meisav barosh, the gadol lies down on his left side. V'sheni lo lamala himenu, and the second couch is put above him, meaning by his head. And the one who is the sheni, the second in kavod, stands above him. We'll get to why that's good in a minute. And when there are three people, gadol meisav be'emsa, then the gadol's couch is in the middle. Sheni lo lamala himenu, the sheni is above him. Shlishi lo lamata himenu, and the one who's third in kavod is below him. So Amar Lei, so Rav, who was talking, Rav Sheshes answers the Reish Galusa. One second. Let's say in the case of the two, when the gadol wants to talk to the sheni, who's above him, he's going to have to sit up and stand up and talk to him. Because let's say, picture you're lying on the couch and the guy's above you. So how are you going to be able to talk to him? You have to lift up your neck and you have to go like this and you have to try to talk to him. If he's below you there, so you just like put your head this way. Hey, how you doing? So it's much easier for the gadol. So says the Gemara, why is that smart? Why is that smart to have the sheni who he wants to talk to above him, where he's not going to be able to stretch his neck, because he's going to have to sit up and talk to him? Isn't it much smarter to have the sheni in the couch below him, so he just bends his neck a little bit and he's able to talk to him? Right? Isn't that much better? So Amar Lei, no. You're missing. Shani parsoi demachvi lebe machuk. Right? No, the Persians know sign language. So they're just going to, they don't even have to move their neck. They use hand gestures. So that's why they're going to put out their hands and they're going to be able to see it without even getting up. So that's why it works for them. And the sheni is above. Fine. What else do the Persians do? Mayim Rishonim Mehechan Maschilin. Where do the Persians, when they do Netilas Yadayim, I guess, I don't know if they're talking about that in Alugov, is this Persian Jew, they're doing Netilas Yadayim beforehand. So it might be talking about Lachar, they're just washing their hands before the meal. They're washing their hands before the meal, not halachically. So Mayim Rishonim Mehechan Maschilin. Who washes first before the meal? So Amalei, Minagadol. So the Gadol washes first when he washes his hands before the meal. So what's that? Yeshiv Gadol Vishmer Yadav Ashenon Lekulan? What, the gadol washes first, then he has to sit and wait for everybody else to wash? That's not kavodik for the gadol. Right? So I'm really, no, the altar maisu tacha kameh. No, right after he washes, you bring his little table, like everybody has the little tables, like the ka'aris on Pesach. Everybody had the little, right after they wash, you bring him his table and he starts eating. He doesn't wait for everybody else. So it's his kavod to wash first and able to start eating. Mashma from here, by the way, that if you're going to wait, like we wait for everybody, it's mashma that the gadol should wash last. So it's not kavod for him to wash first, I have to wait for everybody. Unless that's the only way that everybody else is going to wash. You know, sometimes if we don't wash, then the whole family is just going to do their own thing. So if we wash it, we go, no. Oh, Abba washed already. So you gotta make sure to wash. So the man, you have to figure out the own situation. So, but either way, it sounds like from here that it's covered not to have the, not to have the gadol weight. So my machronim heichem aschilin, where do the Persians start with my machronim? Even the Persians did my machronim, right? They wash at the end of the meal. Amarlei min hakatan. So the katan washes, my machronim first. One second, the gadol yasef yadam mezuamot hashanodlan kulan. What, the gadol is going to sit there with grease on his hands? He's not going to be able to wash until everybody else? That's not covered for him. So I'm like, no. Lo masalki takem mikami adin namti mai lagabi. No, we let him eat all the way until we bring him my machronim. It's not that he's waiting there with greased hands. He's eating. He's eating until my machronim get to him. So therefore, it's not a pchisus. It's not a lack in his coven. Okay, that's all what the Persians did. Said the Reish Galusa. Amar Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says ani masnisa yadana. I don't know about the Persians, but we are based on a brisa. There's a beautiful line in the Sharm Sanim Bahalacha. What does it mean? I know Masisa Yadana, and we're about to see what we do. So it says the Sharm Sanim Bahalacha, Klomar, Ein Onimus Damin Beshum Minhag, Afilo Behilchas Derech Eretz, Leminhagi Umos Ha'olam. I know Masisa Yadana, Kfar Sidr Lono Chachameinu Seder Achayim. We go by brises. We go by Mishnayis. That's what we live our life by. We don't go by what's accustomed. If what's accustomed fits into the Torah, then fine, wonderful. But we go, Ano Masisa Yadana. That's what you mean by that. We have a brisa. Detanya Tosefta. Okay. Detanya Kesa Seridera Seba. How do you do it? Bizmashe Inchte Mitos. When you have two couches. Godo Mesa Barosh, Bishen Lomata Himenu. Right? The Godo sits at the Barosh, and the second, the Shani, the one second gets sits below, right? Because we don't use the Machog. So if we want to talk, the smart thing to do is the second one sits below. Bizmashe Inchalosh Mitos. When there are three. Three, Godo Mesa Barosh. Shani Lo, Lamala Himenu, Shlishi Lo Lamata Himenu. So if there are two people that the Godo could talk to, you put the Shani on top and the Shlishi below. Because it's not covered for the Shani to be below the Shlishi. That's what Rashi says. So if you put the Shani above, the Shlishi below. Mayim Harishonim, what about washing? Maschilan Min HaGadol. Mayim Rishonim, we start from the Godol, and Rashi says that you bring the plate to him right away. Which again, as we were like before, if that's not going to happen, if the Godol's going to wash and the whole family, so sounds like from this Gemara that the Godol should wash last, if he's going to have to wait for everybody else. Mayim Achronim, so what about Mayim Achronim? Who washes first? So Bizman Shehein Hey, if there are only five people there or less, so Maschilim and a Godol, then you start with the Godol because, you know, it's pretty short, he's not gonna have to wait so long. So he washes Mayim Achronim, and then the rest of the people. Bizman Shehein Meya, but if there are 100 people there, 100 Jews waiting to wash Mayim Achronim, so then it's not covered for him to wash Mayim Achronim and then wait for everybody else. So Maschilim and a Katan, then you start with everybody else, and do Ashmagin Etzel Hey, until you do the first 95. And then when you have five people left, so then v'chozer maschil min hagadol, and then you start from the gadol, because the gadol shouldn't go last. He should go first in a set. Why? Because of the following halacha. Ulo makam shemayim achronim chozerin l'sham baracha chozeres. Who benches? Who benches? The one who does my machronim first. So you want the gadol to do my machronim first, but you don't want him to do the first out of 100, so you do the first 95, and then at the last set of five, he goes first. So at least in this certain sense, he's first, and therefore he could be the mavarich, he could be the one to bench. Messiah l'rab, this proves like what we had, what Rav said, which we had a couple of daf ago. Damer b'chia barashi amar Rav kolanoto yada b'achrona tchila hu mezuman lebracha. The one who does my machronim first, it's like the mechayev of birchas hamazon comes on him first. He's ready first, so therefore he's the one that does birchas hamazon. Okay, let's finish up. Rav and Reb Chiya haviyasvi b'sudasa kamei de Rebbe. Again, this story we also had a couple of daf ago. Rav and Reb Chiya was sitting by a suda in front of Rebbe. Amalei Rebbe l'Rav kumash yadich. He tells his student, you know, go wash your hands. So Chazi Tukha Mirsa, his friend saw that he was very scared. Oh, he wants me to wash my hands. What am I? Did I not wash my hands before I came inside? What's going on? So I'm like, Bar Pachsi, no, I'm Bebrechas Mezona Karmalcha. He just wants you to be able to bench. That's why he wants you to do my Machronim first. He wants you to be able to be the Mizami. Okay, we'll best stop here. Tomorrow is a great daf. Everybody come for Menachem. There's a lot of stuff on it. A lot of Mitzvah Babaveir and other things. So Bez Hashem, we'll meet up again on Sunday. Okay, the shiur today was Zecher Nishmas Moshe Ben Tzvi.
Washes and that, yeah.